absolute a voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, say.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
So I'm speaking to you in this new month of August, the month of faithfulness, the Kwasang faithfulness. Me too, I'm going to teach you along that line and then other important things. So this morning I am speaking to you about what I call the spirit of Caleb. The spirit of Caleb. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Receive the title with a clap offering. The spirit of Caleb. If you went to another school, you can call it the spirit of Caleb. Either Caleb or Caleb, there is a leb. Amen. The spirit on Caleb. So I'm doing something like a character study. The spirit, like the way I did Uzziah, I'm doing Caleb. The spirit of Caleb. How many of you know Caleb in the Bible? You have heard. Mumwai namwati. Obi a friend Caleb watches him say, "Then you have seen a friend brand be Caleb." Wow, a lot of you have to go to Sunday school. When we go to men's school, all the JHS people will go back to JHS church, will form JHS church. But you don't even know Caleb. You are in the main church. You don't know Caleb, and unfortunately, some of you are here too. You don't know Caleb. So we'll still send you to the Victorious Generation Church. Yeah. Amen. The spirit of Caleb. Let's be very, very quick with that. Romans chapter 8, verse 15. Romans chapter 8, verse 15. I'm reading with everyone. Maybe you didn't know Caleb. Today you will know Caleb. So just open your eyes and let's start. Romans 8, verse 15. Then in iron kind, one go. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to be afraid or to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, where or by whom we cry out, Abba Father. Again, one go. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to be afraid, but you received the spirit of adoption, and that is why we cry out, Abba Father. Amen. Oh, amen. Abba is a Greek word that means father. So he says that is why we cry out, Father, Father. Abba, Abba. Or Abba, Father. It's like he's interpreting, he's translating the first Abba. Abba means father. So Father, Father. So he says that we did not, you and I, tell someone by you did not receive a fearful spirit. You see, so this scripture says that because we did not receive the spirit of bondage, we will not be afraid. That means that if you see somebody who is mostly afraid, they have received a certain spirit. And what is the name of that spirit? What's the name of that spirit? The spirit of bondage. The spirit of slavery. The spirit of bondage. And then he says that, but we have received the spirit of adoption, which is of the Holy Spirit. The spirit of adoption. Because of that, we are able to cry out or behave that God is our Father. We are able to conduct ourselves as children of God because we have received another spirit. See, another spirit. So, your conduct is directly proportional to the spirit you have received. Niame can say, Bible say, Esan say, Yamaye ehu fuahumunti yesuradiye. Ba yamaye huma nyankopon ankasa yamaye nunti no nyamia beye yem yeneja. Amen. God has become our Father because we have received a certain spirit. So we can relate with God. So when you receive a certain spirit, you'll be afraid of God. But when you receive another kind of spirit, you will behave like you're a child of God. So the spirit you have received is what determines your behavior. Can I hear an amen? When you see somebody doing something, the person is doing whatever he's doing because of the spirit in the person. Whatever I'm doing right now, this morning, right now, is because of the spirit I've received. I have the spirit of teaching. So I can teach complex things in simplified ways. Somebody too can do something because of the spirit the person has received. But when you see somebody also behaving in a certain way, behaving crazy, mad, eating on the street, on the rubbish, dumping sites and all that, it is because the person has received the spirit of lunacy. That's why he's behaving like a lunatic. Do you understand? So when we look at how you like fighting, we can tell the spirit you have received. See, I just said the upper concern. You better match the who met you. When we look at how you can't control yourself and you must always fornicate, we can tell the spirit that you have received. When we look at how hardworking you are, we can tell the spirit in you. When we look at how lazy you are, see the way I emphasize it, stretch it. See how lazy you are. That 9 o'clock you are stretching. Some of you, people have to still wake you up at this age. Like somebody must wake you up. Uye leto, uye leto. Amen. So the conduct of every man is as a result of the spirit at work in him. Do you now agree with that argument? Oh, hello. Do you now agree with that? That the conduct of every man is because of the spirit at work in the man. He likes lying. When Ananias and Sapphira lied, what did Peter say? Peter said, why have you allowed Satan to fill your heart so that you will lie? That means that you only lie because something has filled your heart. Amen. This scripture is a scripture that I used to pray for my children almost every day. I like quoting it, but like always I'm quoting it. Because I don't want to allow another spirit to enter into my children. So I quote that scripture. I say, Lord, you said we have not received the spirit of bondage again. Another portion of the scripture says we have not received the spirit of this world, but that which is of power. So I like such scriptures because it gives me a grounds to oppose other bad spirits. Every evil spirit that is still working in you, I cast it out in the name of Jesus. Oh, are you here? Every spirit, is it, you may be looking very nice with all your makeup, but there is a spirit that can be working in you. Yes. Even spirit of poverty can be working in you. When spirit of poverty is working in you, hard work is not your remedy. You'll be frustrated in hard way. When you are carrying, say, Ukra, humma, you hear humma. Any Jumadine solve the problem, no? Empire. Your GM Bible. Amen. Because what you are dealing with is not laziness. What you are dealing with is a spirit of poverty. Not just a ubeyen den. And so that's me. So I pray for everybody here. Receive good spirits. You didn't receive it, oh. Let me pray for those who want it again. I pray for 100 people here who need what I'm saying. Receive only good spirit from God. And I set through your heart, through your life, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. If there is any spirit that makes you behave in an awkward way, if there is any spirit that makes bad things happen to you, I command that spirit to vacate your life. I command that spirit to vacate your life. Amen. Therefore, you did not. Do you now understand the scripture? That the conduct of every man is directly connected to the spirit that he carries. You cannot have a wrong spirit and behave right. Luke 6:45. You cannot have a wrong spirit and then we tell you to behave right. It's like you look at the mango tree, you tell the mango tree, I need orange. Is it possible? Is it possible? Can you obey to share mango tree? No, actually, mango tree is me kutu and then me pe mango. And then mammy kutu. Is it possible? It's not. The reason why it is not, it's not because of the mango fruits. The reason why it's not possible is because of the genetic makeup, the DNA of the tree. The genetic makeup, it has been programmed inside to only produce something called mango. So when you cut it, the components inside can only give you mango. It's an inside issue. Look at this scripture. All right, Luke 6:45. Now, we are all going to read Obian Kaibi, one go. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth good. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure of his heart, brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, NLT. Do you have NLT? Give me NLT. Let me see. Now, everybody, read one go. A good person produces good things from the treasury of a good heart. And an evil person produces evil things because of the treasury of an evil heart. What you say flows from what is in your. Clap your two words for the Lord. So, he said that a good man is good because of the heart. And the heart represents the spirit. Nipa no oye good man, esan se, humume tini munu, eye hum papa. Nipa no, yesi onya, onya esan se, humume tini munu, enye. Obiati asye. Yes. So when we say this is an evil person, it's because of what is in him that made him evil. That's why he's doing what he's doing. He's fighting, smoking, drinking. It's because of what is in him. So you cannot tell a bad man to be good. Neither can you tell a good man to be bad unless you do something about the change. That's why Jesus Christ came to change your spirit. He did not come to condemn you. He knows you are already bearing fruit of evil. But he came to change. That's what we call born again. A new heart will I give you. A new spirit I'll put in you. Do you get it? So that you'll be able to do good. Hallelujah. So every conduct. So when I talk about the spirit of somebody, I'm trying to say the attitude of the person. Do you get it? Because the attitude is because of the spirit he has. It is a mikase. Muhuma Prince, whom or did another, whom are quite wicked and made Patrick Subanya. That's what I'm talking about. So when we talk about the spirit of Caleb, we are talking about the attitude of Caleb, the behavior of Caleb. Because the spirit in you is what determines the attitude that you put up. You cannot have a different attitude if you don't have a different spirit. Amen. Your attitude is what determines your attitude in life. Tell somebody your attitude determines your attitude in life. Catch and say, Usubai and a tre, baby, I would do a brabumu. Your attitude, it determines your attitude in life. You must understand that aptitude, listen to me, aptitude minus attitude will lead to destitute. You understand what I'm saying? Let me take it again. What I'm saying is English. So listen. I said aptitude. Aptitude. A-P-T-I. Aptitude. When we say you are writing aptitude test, that has to do with what they are checking, what you know. Your skill, your knowledge. So your aptitude, what you are good at. You are good at working, good at something. Your aptitude minus your attitude will lead you to destitute. You will become nobody. You will be frustrated. Because you have the attitude, but you don't have the character. It's like character minus, no, it's like charisma minus character will lead to catastrophe. I demand, do you understand that your charisma, your ability to play football minus your character will make you a catastrophic footballer? You'll be nobody. You'll be nobody. Unimbo isu unisubai. Entebia ube yewewo like the baby away from him. That's unisubai. Unimnumneto but unisubai. Usubanye. So what I'm trying to say, Niame can say, only pebiara, only bibi ye, or what I want deal will be bimu, and that's all good will be bimu. So I'm first subain and kawa and kusiaga. So I'll be at you here. That's what we mean by aptitude minus attitude leads to destitute. Or it makes destitute. It will make you destitute. Amen. So the successfulness of your walk with God will be determined by the kind of spirit or attitude you have. How successful you will be working with God is determined by the kind of spirit that you have on the inside of you. Now let's read this scripture about Caleb. Numbers chapter 13. Now, when you read from verse 1, everybody listen to me. I'll summarize from verse 1, then I will jump. When you read from verse 1, it speaks about 12 people who were selected by Moses. Now, these 12 people who were selected by Moses, Joshua was part, Caleb was part. Moses is selecting for 12. And also, Moses said, Omunko Kena, Omunko Jericho, Omunko She Assassin, say Assassin, Papa. Moses sent 12 spies to go and check whether Jericho, which starts the land of Canaan, it starts from Jericho, whether it's really a good land like God has promised. So the 12 of them went. Caleb was part. Joshua was part. Then when they went, they saw the land. They saw the enemies there. They saw the giants and all that. And they saw the fruits. They saw the land as milky as God told them that I'm sending you to the land of milk and honey. They saw that the land was good. So they came back. to give a report about the land to their boss, Moses. They came back to give a report. Look at the report that they gave. Verse 25. And they returned from spying out the land after 40 days. Now they departed and came back to Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel in the wilderness of Paran at Kadesh. They brought back word to them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruits of the land. They brought some of the fruits of the land to show that the land was a good land. Then they told him and said, "We went to the land where you sent us. It truly flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit." They said, "Oh, it's a good land. It flows with milk and honey, and these are the fruits." Then they added, "Nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong. The cities are fortified and very large. Moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak over there." So they added the trouble, the possible dangers they will face on the land. That the land there is good, but we saw that the people there are strong. In Kofaya Kotuomu on Omuwa Hundi, Omuya giants, the descendants of Anak are giants, like Goliath and Co. And the wall around it, well, it's not a normal wall that we build in Ghana here. The wall alone has a house on it. Have you seen a wall with that somebody has built a house on? Can you picture what I'm saying? What was the name? Rehab. The prostitute. She had her house on the wall, Jerry. So the wall was somebody's foundation. The wall. Because she was a prostitute. She wants everybody to easily direct to her business center. So, like when you are giving that direction, you said, "Oh, just go. You see that building. You'll be sorted." No, don't worry. So she pitched her house at the top. I mean, Jesus said that we should shine like a city set on the hill. She was trying to shine. So she was selling her prostitution on the top of the wall. So you can imagine the size of the wall. We have built this house or this church on somebody's foundation. This is a foundation. The whole thing down there is like a foundation to this. Now that is Rahab's house. Because obviously there should be a place, there should be the chamber. Then there should be a place where the customers will sit and wait for next, like doctor's consultation room. Do you understand what I'm saying? You understand? So, it was not a small pigeon room. It could contain potential customers and active customers. Reception at the same time. And now, this was the wall. Now, you are going to break such a wall. Is it possible? What hammer will you use to break such a wall? Such a wall, if it even falls, is another wall. Imagine this stretch falls like that. And then the down rises. Is it not another wall? So when God says that he will break down the walls of Jericho, are you now understanding what he's saying? It was impossible. So God had to swallow the wall. Well, the wall could not fall like this. It would still be another wall. The wall of Jericho, they used to have race on it. Horse race. So it has tracks. Tracks for horses to race on the wall of Jericho. Why is it that they were clapping, they shouted, and the Jericho wall collapsed? Some of you thought it is that your block wall. It's not your block wall. Your fence wall around your land. This was a miracle. That's why it's written in the Bible. Dividing the Red Sea, swallowing up the wall of Jericho. It was a miracle. It was a big wall. And they came back to tell Moses that, hey! Because it was on the wall that they slept. Oh, do you know it was on the wall that they slept? When they climbed the wall, they didn't know that that was the center for business. So when they climbed, they entered into Rahab's room. Then Rahab could have reported them, but Rahab didn't report them. That's why Rahab went to heaven. Aside all her business, she went to heaven. Oh yes, go and read the Heroes of Faith. Hebrews chapter 11, go and read. Bible talks about Rahab, the woman of faith. What? So her whole faith was that she has heard about these people that God destroyed Egypt because of them. And she has also heard that God says he's going to give the whole land. It's like somebody has come here. Imagine somebody from Dakuman has come to Odoko and they want to take over the whole of Odoko. They have destroyed the whole of Dakuman. God has given it to them. They want to take over the whole of Odoko. And you have heard it. That, hey, you see those people who are coming. You see that gossip can travel. Then you too, you have heard some. Then they appeared. The spies came like with their ninja dress. Then they appeared in your room. It's either you go and report them to your chief that, hey, the people have come. But she didn't go and report. She was so disloyal to the town. And then she rather helped Joshua and the rest. She hid them in her quarters. She hid them. She closed business for like 3 days. Or for 40 days. No business. No business for 40 days. And she hid them in her room. And they were in her room. Then they'll get down midnight and go and check the land. Then they'll come and hide in the room. Then they'll go and check, they'll come and hide. Then some people come and knock. Ah, we have heard that some strangers are here. Yeah, at all. You know, I'm too busy to host one person for long. I'm too busy. Nobody is here. She did that for 40. She covered Israel. Because she believed that God has given them the land. Her faith, she was a sinner, but her faith that God has given them this land. God has given Jericho this land. So instead of dying with my people, let me jump. And they killed everybody in Jericho, but they left only Rahab and her family. Rahab and her, they destroyed the wall of Jericho. Rahab's house was standing for future business. Amen. Isn't it interesting? Yeah. So now, these people came back and they were describing the hugeness of the wall. And the problem that the land will bring. So as they were describing it, Bible says that everybody became afraid. That, hey, if giants are there, now land now who can? One can say giant was who? Moses. But yeko, you know, giants. And the world starts as this. Yeah, then you didn't say that the place had a huge wall like that. The very boo on that wall. You didn't tell us all that. So as they were speaking, now everybody started crying. Everybody became worried. Everybody started, and look at what they said. Verse 32, I'm jumping, okay? Look at what they said. They said, and they gave the children of Israel a bad report of the land which they had spied out, saying, the land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants. The land eats up its people. And all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature, giants. There we saw the giants. The descendants of Anak came from the giants. Are you reading? And we were like grasshoppers in our own sight. So we were in their sight. Listen to what they are saying. When the 12 came back, all of them started saying bad things. Hey, where are you? Crony DNA. Crony DNA. Hey, giants. Oh, war. I challenge you. You better go take it. It is not possible. We cannot take it. Then they said, the land itself is chewing the people. The question is, if the land is chewing the people, how come you met some? It's a bad report. See, when people don't want to do something, the way they talk about the thing, Confirm person may be here. Say don't make kasafa at the end who. That's just ensumami go. The way they'll talk about the thing, because they don't want to do it. They said the land is chewing the people. Meanwhile, they met human beings there. Then on top of it, they said that in our eyes, we were like grasshoppers. Do you know grasshopper? How many of you know grasshopper? How do you call it in Chi? Abebe. Hey, are you sure? In Mebe. Is it in Mebe or Abebe? Grasshopper. Okay, in Mebe, Abebe. Now, what I remember in my childhood days, those days we used to cut grasshopper from the grass. Then we'll put it in rubber with long legs, green bee. Then they are flying on the grass. That's what I'm talking about. Now, these people told Moses that when we saw the people, we were like grasshoppers in their eyes. And when we enter into the people's eyes, we saw that they were seeing us as grasshoppers. Say, what the report? If you don't want to do something, then the way you talk about it, the way you describe the thing, the whole thing is that, no, pastor, I will not do it. Almost say, in Kofone Kuhu, on Omoya Giant, yet he said, in Mepe, Ewo, Zenye Nisu, Ena Nyamiyadum, Yebora, Omusu, Omwe Nisu, Ena Yehu, Se Ampa, Omuye, Se Ye Mepe. You almost catch your Moses. Bad report. Say bad report. Be careful of bad reports. When people are giving you bad report, check it. Maybe you are sending them to do something about the thing. They don't want to. Because if somebody wants to do the thing bad, the person say that, okay, well, I think that there are one or two challenges, but I think that we can do it. One or two problems, but say you see strategy way as of you in your but then if I catch out the hey. Men koho. It means that the person doesn't want to do it. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Either one, but do you understand the message? But now, the Bible tells us in verse 14, chapter 14, verse 1, Bible says, so all the congregation lifted up their voices and started crying. Ah, Moses, you brought us here to kill us. Ah, Moses, into him says, seeing us as it here. When Jaya Mayantina Egypt, and out there, Abana, Yababi Queen, she had here to say, grasshopper, dear. Not just say, no, I say, not just a woman, he said, giant, not just say, Omme so mumuse, no, Omuse, attach it, sir. Omukumus attach it. Do you get it? So they all started crying. That Moses were queen. They all started crying. And they wept. And they even told them, they started selecting leaders for themselves. That listen, this Moses and Aaron, something is wrong with them. How can we go and fight against them? We can't. So let us go back to Egypt. Let's leave them. That's verse 1 to verse 9. Numbers 14. So as the whole thing was going on, then the Bible says something. Look at what the Bible said. In Numbers chapter 13, verse 30, as they were telling the story, the Bible said, then Caleb shouted the people. Let's read verse 30. 13, verse 30. Everybody look at it. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess the land and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it. Look at what Caleb said. As they were crying, as they were saying all the bad things, then Caleb said, Munjai Nyamukano. Mummesinayen konkotwa asasino na nyamidia maye. Nyafa. Asasa yesimuye grasshoppers. A land that your friends are saying that you are grasshoppers. How do you take it? Say the spirit of Caleb. Say the attitude of Caleb. Won't Caleb hum, won't Caleb subain. Caleb said, no. Don't listen to what they are saying. We are well able. We can do it. we can take it. We can achieve it. We can succeed. Tell somebody, you are able. You are able. Tell him, be the Caleb of the church. Be the Caleb. When we are all afraid of something, say, we are able. We are able. There are people in this church who sometimes when I'm having a meeting with them, I realize that they even have faith more than me, the preacher. Yeah. I realize that they have faith more than me. But by the time I am calculating, by the time I'm calculating, hey, are they taking so and so amount of money with their hate me? No. All that they'll say is that, oh, that is zero. Now we're here. That is zero. I'm like, wow. They even believe more than me. But you see, when you have the spirit of Caleb, the attitude of Caleb, you don't give up. Tell somebody, you don't give up. Say, Ukra Caleb, whom Nibia, and Ukra Caleb, super Nibia. Abraham Crofo, eh, Unu, Adi Papa, Bia, or Adi, any one who be who be Papa. Amen. And Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once that we may take. So when this whole thing, God was watching. Tell somebody, God is always watching. How you are reacting to issues. How you are reacting to issues. God is always watching. God saw how the 10, they put their faith in the giants and knew that the giants would kill them. But how Joshua and Caleb put their faith in God, that the giants are bigger than us, but our God is bigger than the giant. Oh, you didn't hear what I said. The project may be bigger than you, but your God is bigger than the project. The things you have planned to do this year may be bigger than your income, but your God is bigger than the thing. Tell somebody, your God is bigger than the thing. Your God is bigger than the issue. Now that's Caleb. That's Caleb for you. So after God observed, tell somebody again, God is observing. After God observed the whole thing, in chapter 14, when they were crying and then all that, in chapter 14, verse 24, now God came to the scene. Look at what God said. That's my whole message. Look at what God said. Nyami tie ni ekosu ina. Womo omo kasa ma nyankopon. Any womo omo kasa etia ni anyami aka no. God watch all. Nami sheni ina. Owieye no. Asema nyami kan ye ni. Everybody listen. One go. But my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit in him and has followed me fully, I will bring him into the land where he went, and his descendants shall inherit it. God told them, all of you, I'll kill all of you. Because you said you are grasshoppers. You said the land choose the people. The land that God says flows with milk and honey. You are saying that the land is not good. You are saying that you are grasshoppers. So when God came, God said, I've heard what you have said. So all of you, I'll let all of you die. But Caleb has a different spirit. That means all of you have a bad spirit, poisonous spirit. But there is a Caleb. Amen. Tell somebody about you, there is always a Caleb. In every family, there is a Caleb. In every church, there is a Caleb. In every group, there is a Caleb. When people are running, there's a Caleb who say that it's like a Yasantua. There's a Caleb. I'm telling you, there's always a Caleb. I pray that you rise up to be the Caleb of your family, okay? Be the Caleb. Be the Caleb. When they say nobody marries, you say there is a Caleb. When they say nobody can build a company, say there is a Caleb. When I say no woman rises beyond this, there is a Caleb.
What's the female name of Caleb? It's what? Caliba. Calebi. Calebrella. What? Cabrel. Amen. May you be that Caleb.
God came to the scene and God said, I have seen, I will kill every generation. But I'll, so you know what happened? By the time they got to Canaan, all the people who were crying here, the whole nation, all of them were dead. It was left with only two people. And the two people had a different spirit. That's Joshua and Caleb. They were old. By the time they got there, Joshua and Caleb was like 80 years old. And all the people of his age, as at this time, they were around 14, 15, 20. They were now going to fight for the nation. When he became an old man, that was when they arrived. By then, God has wiped out all of the people. So they were the only two old men who were there when God said, I'll take you to Jericho. They were the only two spies who saw the land. All the 12 died. Nyame Kane said, Nyame ku, one more maka tena kaina. Joshua ni kale pena nyame eja omo. Esa sa omo no muka sa sa sino, yebeti miyafa. One more maka ina sa sa di enti miyafa. Ti nyame shem omo ino mu wye, ansa no mu dra sa sa sa. So, and God is saying the reason why he did that is because Caleb had a different spirit than the others. And that is what I'm looking at. A different attitude. Because your spirit is revealed in your attitude. So he had a different attitude. Because he had a different spirit in him and has followed me fully. This is God saying. So God saying that you saying that we cannot take the land means that you are not following me. Because I, God, said it's your land. And you are saying no. Are you following? Ask somebody by, are you following? I'm trying to make the chief people understand and everything, so I'm trying. I hope we are all getting it. So you can see that all the 12 saw the same situation but responded differently. Do you get it? The 12. They saw the same problem, but 10 of them responded negatively. Two responded positively. Eti ye ni na ye ni be hu adie baako nso ye na ye reaction be different. Yeah. When you enter into a house and you hear two bulldogs barking without chain. Now, can you picture what I'm saying? Me say who rafie bi mo na say if you call wrong time, it's the enchaining dogs, no? Bako kesiye, jinawa beisi. Bulldogs. Then you entered into that, you didn't know. And they were not in chain. Then they started back. Whoa, 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 whoa. Now, if you are three, all of you, your response will be different. Your responses will be different. Some of you, what will you do? Let me tell you. Some of you, when you see the tutor and they shout one, boom, like that, you collapse. Like, you are dead. You just die before the animal comes. Now, another group may not collapse. But immediately, they'll be looking for a stick or something to defend themselves. They are the fighters. They are coming from Choco and other places. They are fighters. They try to see if they can get something. Oh, true or not true? Because those people, they see dogs around. And every dog, they think they can hit him with a stick or stone. So once they see the dog, defense comes. The first group, they are soft heart, they collapse. They don't want to feel the bite. So let me be unconscious while the animal kills me. But the next group, they have a defensive mind. So as I'm describing, ask yourself, which group do you belong to? Then there is the third group. Do you know what the third group will do? They will not know where they pass, but they will disappear. Either they will scale the wall. A word that is so. You see? Something enters into them. You'll be shocked at what you can scale. Scientists call it adrenaline. Adrenal action. Eh? Sadiana BBB is a who's there? Aha, I'm a friend today. BBB cramine. And then cramine, I'm a friend. Sacram or something. Seka bobia mujasu. Who's a seka bobia? Someone didn't know this sorry now. I said, or JBB or 2 million. Like some energy. When you pop dog no so, I'm a move to energy. BB sim, we have an adrenaline. Walla, it is her day. Who said, who to you? You are behind the wall. You will not understand. How many of you belong to that group? How many of you belong to the collapsing group? The collapse. Most of the ladies here, they belong to the collapsing. Amen. Clap your two hands for them. So they all saw the same Jericho. Yamekan is a winner who Jericho na, a winner who giants no, a winner who won, a winner who troubles no. And so said ye omu ye omu adye ye different. Me no say cry ye bit me. Say nyamia can't ye obe boy. Ten na can it almost see. Moses yen call back to Egypt yen to me. And listen, Ghana economy ya obi jani. Obi sudi. The same problem in your family, obi diso, obi suso problem ni diniso. What I'm trying to say is that the same issue in your family, it is conquering some people, others are conquering it. It depends on who you are. The same problem in the church, some have conquered it, others who are being conquered. The same problem in the neighborhood, some are conquering it, others are being conquered by it. What I'm trying to say is that in life, you'll be confronted with the same thing. Whatever you are seeing, you are not the first person to see it. Some responded positively to it. Others respond negatively to it. It depends on who you are. Put your one hand on your head and say, I carry the spirit of Caleb. Or say, I carry the spirit of Caleb. Yes. Somebody's mother and father died. That person said, hey, I'll work hard and I'll prosper. And from that day, that person decided to work hard, learn hard, and say that because my mother and my father are no more, I must pass every exams. Another brother, the day he hears that his father and mother are dead, the senior dear grandpa, when they call him, even if I learn, why am I taking it to? Nobody will pay my school fees. My father is no more. Nobody will help me. You see, the same problem happened to A, but A responded positively. The same problem happened to B, and B responded negatively. How are you responding to the issues happening to you? Ask the one by you, how are you responding to the same issue? The same company, you are in the same company. So how are you reacting to it? How? Are you going to suffer because of that? Or you are going to respond in a positive way? Look, make a way out of it. Create something. Or you are going to put your 2 hands on and cry every day. No. Be a Caleb. I said what? Say from today, I'll respond positively. I'll be a Caleb. Am I speaking to someone? Students. They may sack your favorite teacher. Every student say, oh, since the science teacher is gone, all of us will fail. Instead of you to say that since the science teacher is gone, let me look for a way to still pass. So that you can consult other schools and other past questions and other things, you respond to it negatively, like everybody. That when you all fail, when you come home, you tell your mother that way. Let me pray. Obi a failure. Cause me a di papa. Obi a failure. Obi a mo yam pass you. Be a Caleb. I said what? Be a Caleb in your school. Be a Caleb. Respond positively. You are not the first person to have broken heart. Be a Caleb. Announce to a lady by you, be a Caleb. You are not the only person to lose a job. Be a Caleb. Over here, right here, during the COVID, one of my best workers, church workers, yes, I think one of them, Minister Collins. Minister Collins was doing so well like he's doing now. And he had gotten a very good job in the bank or something. Access Bank. Young guy. He was going to Koforidua to go and work. And because of the church, he said he will not go. He will look for a job around. And he got another bank job around. Then he loses the job. Then he came to tell me that, Daddy, they laid me off. Why they are laying people off? Why should he be a child of God who is serving God, a good shepherd? It doesn't add up with scripture. But what can we do? It has happened. I held hands with him. I prayed. And I told him that, don't give up. Go and search. Don't let it break you and say that, oh God, you sat down with us in our ears. Don't respond like that. Don't respond negatively. A lot of you, that is where you fail. That's where you fail. Eh? Haven't you watched boxing before? Everybody is punched. There is no boxing match that the punch was one way. True or not true? Everyone who won a boxing, he received at least one punch. At least one punch. You see, they'll declare so heavyweight champion. Then one eye. It's one eye as clover. He's champion. Champion not because he didn't receive blows. There are people who were knocked down. Knocked down. Now they need to see nine stars. Then the referee will come and hold their hand. Are you fine? What is this? One. Two. Then they'll bring them back to the race. And they won the race. They won the match. How? Because they refused to give up when they were knocked down. But as for you, when you are knocked down, you say it's over. You say it's over. That is your problem. When you fail an exam, you say you can't write remedials again. That's your problem. By this time, you wouldn't be doing the work you are doing if you had challenged yourself to go back to school. But you felt it was over with your life. Nah, I don't want to go back to school. That's why you are so strong. You could have broken through easily. Like by now, you are sitting somewhere proper with your tie, working proper in a good atmosphere. But when we say go to school, you say you don't go. Because you felt like it's too difficult. Like I've been knocked out. Tell somebody, you have been knocked down, but it is not over. You've been knocked down. You have not been knocked out. It's not out. You are not out of the match. You are still in it. Respond positively. Do you get what I'm saying? Respond positively. Life, life is like that. Oh, Abrabono sanet ye. Abrabono ne be biya ne smooth. Be bi one man. Ube ye be bo atwo. Be bi one man. Usu be bo ni panatwo. But ye bo atwo. I was so headed. Sorry. Men kapom. Catch up is a men kapom. Adi ba kwe 2-30 years. Ugu suka. Uzuka, minya minya mami share me, minya minya papa bi share wa. Please, please, please. From that day till now, what have you done with your life? Spare us. Jai stories now. Okano, ena mi uncle for ambuame, ena mi deme no bi ambuame, ena jai sa stories no. Na fe wa bra boye bibi, fe wa bra boye bibi se siya. Do something. There's a book that I chanced on. The title of the book is that I have failed, so what? You see? You have failed, so what? That's the title. You see? Some of you will see from the negative perspective. I have failed, so I don't care. That's not what he's saying. When you read the book, you realize that he's telling you that you have failed, but that's not the end. That's not the end. All the great names you see, do you know how many times they fail? Huh? Do you know how many times they fail? Even the best footballers, they miss penalties. The best footballers. Didn't you watch the Euros? Messi missed penalty in the Copa, whatever. Ciro also missed penalty. Even the best. As for free kick, they miss it like water. But the day they score one. So, champion, I score free kick every day, but they miss 100 before they score one. You see, you are the only one. Ah, there are two. I will give you up. You are the only one. You are the only one. If I were you, I'll go back. If I were you, I'll go and try. If I were you, I'll pick a forms again. If I were you, I'll go and apply again. If I were you, I'll go and write the exams again. If I were you, I'll sit down again. I'll join the extra classes. If I were you, I'll try it again. All men have scum. It's your father, your uncle, your cousins. They have scum. Not all men. Are they not men? If all men have scum, it's your father you know, your uncle you know, and that boy you dated. They are the four. They are the scum. Don't say all men. You know all men. Try another relationship. Say the spirit of Caleb. Do you agree with what I'm saying? Or you don't like what I'm saying? Anybody that the devil has knocked down, you are rising up in Jesus' name. I said you are rising up in Jesus' name. I said you are rising up in Jesus' name. I said you are rising up in Jesus' name. Say, I'm rising up from where I've fallen. Say, I'm rising up from where I am weak. Say, I'm rising up from where I've been knocked down. Maybe financially you have received a knockdown. Maybe maritally you have received a knockdown. Maybe ministry-wise you have received a knockdown. Maybe in your dreams you have received a knockdown. Maybe today you are down. Maybe I'll be to. I'm upon some to work of home. Maybe I'll be to. I'll see customer conform. Business. I conform. Maybe something has changed in your life. But I came to tell you, say, one give it up. Now, if you don't give up, the Lord will glorify you again. Go back and try it again, and glory will speak for you. Clap your two hands and rise up to your feet. Rise up to your feet.
There is power in your name. In your name.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.